Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of JM Financial, I'm pleased to welcome you on the call of PNC Infratech Limited Q1 FY 2026 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of the future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal a conference operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of JM Financial, I'm pleased to welcome you all to the PNC Infratech Q1 FY 2026 earnings conference call. We have with us the Managing Director of the company, Mr. Yogesh Jain, along with the senior management team. We will begin with the opening remarks from the management, followed by an interactive Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. On behalf of PNC Infratech Limited, I extend a warm welcome to all of you for joining us today on this call. Today, I have with me Mr. T.R. Rao, Director Infra, Mr. T.K. Agarwal, CFO, Mr. Pankaj Agarwal, VP Finance and Account, and Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relations advisors. The financial result and investor presentation have been uploaded on the stock exchanges and the company website for your reference. Initially, I would like to mention key updates of the industry, followed by operational development of the company and highlights of financial performance during the quarter ending 30th June 2025, post which we will be happy to answer your questions. The Indian roads and highway sector has faced notable headwinds in recent years, with a slowdown in both project awarding and construction activities. Between April and July 2025, NHAI awarded only 180 km of highways. However, the long-term outlook looks robust as MoRTH, including NHAI and NHIDCL, aim to award new highway and expressway projects of rupees 7 lakh crore before the end of the current financial year. In line with these targets, NHAI intends to bid out more than 120 highway and expressway projects worth over rupees 3 lakh crore before the end of the financial year. The proposed NHAI projects cover a diverse network comprising economic corridors, national corridors, expressways, inter-corridor and feeder routes, and port connectivity highways. Turning to water infrastructure, Jal Jeevan Mission has shifted focus on infrastructure creation to ensuring long-term sustainability. With over 14 crore rural households now having access to tap water connections, covering nearly 75% of rural India. As part of expansion and upgradation of rail network in the country, Indian Railways launches a series of new projects across all its railway zones, generating new business opportunities to the infra developers. A sizable number of new projects are also coming up in renewable energy, power transmission, coal mining and development, water resource management, industrial area development, and other infrastructures at both central and state levels, therefore diversified business opportunities for these stabilizing infrastructure. On the project front, the company has strategically expanded into two new business segments: renewable energy and coal mining. In the month of July, the company forayed into the renewable energy space by securing an L1 bidder position for a 300 MW solar power project worth with 600 MWh battery energy storage system. The project floated by NHPC. The project is to be implemented in 24 months and operated for 25 years post-commissioning. In August 25, the company being declared as L1 bidder received letter of acceptance from South Eastern Coalfield Limited for overburden removal and coal extraction at Gevra Mines in the state of Chhattisgarh for a contract value of ₹3,489 crores, including GST, to be executed in 5 years. On asset monetization side, company and its 100% subsidiary PNC Infra Holding Limited successfully completed sale of 100% equity stake in PNC Bareilly Nainital Highway Private Limited, a BOT toll state highway project to Highway Infrastructure Trust promoted by KKR and its affiliates. The above transaction was concluded on 31st July 2025 at an enterprise value of ₹716.2 crore, out of which ₹153.48 crore received towards equity and ₹239.35 crore received against the unsecured loan. In addition to the consideration received as above by the company, there are certain other receivables amounting to ₹80 crore for the same project, which would be received by the company from HIT as stipulated in the definitive agreement going forward. With the successful transfer of PNC Bareilly Nainital Highway Private Limited, the company has now completed 100% equity divestment in 11 out of 12 assets under the definitive agreement executed for the equity sale last year. The 12th and final asset, PNC Chellakere Karnataka Highway Private Limited, is expected to be divested in quarter 2 financial year 26 upon fulfillment of remaining conditions precedent. Now moving on to the operational and financial performance of the company. The company is presently having a fund-based portfolio of 16 projects, out of which one is BOT toll project, two are BOT annuity projects, and 13 are HAM projects. Aggregate bid project cost of 13 HAM project is over ₹14,800 crore. Out of 13 HAM projects, 3 projects achieved PCOD, 6 projects under construction, 3 projects achieved financial closure, and appointed dates are expected to be declared in quarter 2 and quarter 3 of financial year 26. Remaining HAM project of MPRDC, document for financial closure has already been submitted, and appointed date is expected to be declared in quarter 2 of financial year 26. Total equity requirement for the 13 HAM project stands at ₹1,744 crores, out of which the company has already infused equity of ₹1,019 crores till June 25, and the remaining equity of ₹725 crores to be infused over the next 2 to 3 years. The internal accruals that would be generated over the next 2 to 3 years should be adequate to meet the further equity investment. Now moving on to our order book. As on 30th June 25, the company's unexecuted order book stands at over ₹17,000 crore, which includes EPC value of Varanasi Kolkata package 2, 3 and 6 and Bhopal Bypass M project of MPRDC and the flyover project of Rajasthan PWD in Bharatpur. The above unexecuted order book does not include the recently secured renewable energy project of NHPC and mining project of South Eastern Coalfield Limited, having an aggregate value of over 5,000 crore. Considering these two projects, the total order book comes to over ₹22,000 crore. As of now, out of the unexecuted order book of over ₹17,000 crores as on 30th June 25, highway and expressway contract contribute 67%, while water canal area development contract contribute 33%. Now I would present the result for the quarter ended June 30th, 25. Revenue for the Standalone revenue for the first quarter of financial year 26 is rupees 1136 crores. EBITDA for first quarter of financial year 26 is rupees 141 crore. EBITDA margin for the first quarter of financial year 26 is 12.4%. Profit for the first quarter of financial year 26 is rupees 81 crore. PAT margin for the first quarter of financial year 26 is 7.1%. Consolidated revenue for the first quarter of financial year 26 is ₹1,423 crore. Consolidated EBITDA for the first quarter of financial year 26 is ₹367 crore. The EBITDA margin for quarter one financial year 26 is 25.8%. Consolidated PAT for the first quarter of financial year 26 is ₹431 crore. The PAT margin for quarter one financial year 26 is 30.3%. Our standalone net worth as on 30th June 25 is ₹5,557 crore, whereas standalone debt from banks and financial institution is ₹20 crore. This translates to net debt to equity 0.07 times. We have also a net surplus of ₹483 crore as on 30th June 25. Our net worth on consolidated basis as on 30th June 25 is ₹6,421 crores, whereas total debt is ₹4,712 crores. This translates to net debt to equity of 0.73 times. The total cash and bank balance, including current investment, is 2,672 crores. With this, we now open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah with Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you, sir. Couple of questions. So first on the guidance front, so last time we said up 6,600 crore revenue, which is a 20% growth for this year. And this quarter, we have seen a degrowth of 13%. So for in balance 9 months, we need a kind of a 45% kind of a growth. So just wanted a revised guidance number on the revenue for this year and also for next year, FY27. We have talked about 15-20% kind of a growth. So if you can let us know.
As of now, we still maintain a 15-20% growth for FY25 because the first quarter, if you compare to the last year first quarter, corresponding quarter, we received arbitration award amounts as well as the bonus amount. Let's say it's not an objective comparison. So nevertheless, we expect an improved turnover during the Q3 and Q4 with the new projects flown in, and also the once this rainy season gets over. So still we maintain 15-20% growth over the previous year as a guidance for FY26.
On the lower side versus at 20%. So is it fair? So let's put a number would be a better. So at least 6,300 crore plus kind of a number should be there on the top line front.
Yeah, if it comes to that,
15%
that's 6,300.
Yeah, and on the margin front, so this quarter was also on the lower side, 12.4%, but we are looking at a 13% margin, so that still remains intact?
Yes, that will remain, because this quarter slightly turns out less, so fixed overheads are same, being the same. So there is a pressure on the margin, but 13% EBITDA margin we should be able to maintain for the FY26.
Okay. for next year, now once we have this coal mining and the BESS, so both put together 5,100 odd crore. So for next year, how one can look at, will the growth rate on the revenue front should be a much higher, 20% plus should be there?
We have already given 20%.
So as of now, no. 20% we are expecting. This will again, the 15 to 20% we are expecting next year for FY27. But we are expecting some appointed dates to be declared for the projects which have already been awarded last year. So once these appointed dates are declared for the 4 HAM projects, and also the execution begin at these things, so we'll be able to assess in a better way next quarter. But as of now, 15 to 20% for FY27 or FY26.
Yeah, and in terms of the order inflow now, so if we consider this 5,200 odd crore what for the BESS and coal mining, so now how much more are we looking to bag in this year? And also at the same time, if you can also specify in terms of the bid pipeline, from which segments we are looking at?
See, order book, last time we had mentioned 12,000 to 15,000 for FY26. Since we already secured over 5,000 crores, so we are expecting another 7,000 to 10,000 crores new orders in the next 3 quarters. From Q2 to Q4. So 7,000 to 10,000. And we are expecting orders primarily from highway sector. As our managing director has mentioned, NHA is coming out with 120 major projects are having a value of more than 3 lakh crores. So definitely our focus will be on highway sector only. But roughly you can say the majority of this remaining 7,000 from the highway sector, remaining from the other sectors.
Got it. And just how much revenue one can look at from the coal mining this year and from next year onwards, once it will be a kind of a stabilized on a yearly basis, how much revenue one can look at? And same way for BESS, that the RE project that we have received. So this year on the EPC front, how much one can look at revenue, and next year how much one can look at?
Coal mining, if you see this 3,000 worth of project has to be executed in 5 years with an average revenue of 600 crores per year. So this year, anyhow, now post this rainy season and all will be beginning. So 300 to 400 crores we expect in current year, and the next year onwards it should be 600 crores, slightly more than 600 crores per annum. So should be able to complete this entire scope within 5 years, what is stipulated in the contract.
Got it. And for
uniformly 150 crores per each quarter.
Got it. And for BESS, sir, how much we are looking at this year and next year?
See, BESS, still we had to receive the letter of award. Post that, there is a process involved. The NHPC has to sign a power sale agreement with the state government, and then subsequently power purchase agreements signed by us, and then post that we have to implement. So this year we are not looking at a significant amount of implementation. But 24 months we have to implement this project of over 2,000 crores EPC value. So we say one quarter in Q4 will be executing some work this year, and major work will be executed next year. So
Yeah, sir, lastly, sir, balance sheet and project-wise order book data, if you can share. So inventory, debtors, trade payable, mobilization, retention, value as on June.
Hello.
Mr. Shavansha, we will come back on these details. So let other people also listen. This will come, we will share with you all these details going forward.
And project-wise order book, whatever is left, if I can name the project, if you can share the outstanding order book.
Okay.
Sir, irrigation, what's the value as on June?
Irrigation?
Irrigation.
Irrigation project.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Hello.
Yeah, yes, sir. Irrigation outstanding order value is how much?
Is 866 crore.
866 crore. It seems some scope of increase has happened. Kanpur Lucknow package 1 and package 2.
Kanpur Lucknow package 1 is 67. And package 2 around 40 crore.
40 crore. And Mathura bypass Gaju village.
Completed.
And Haryana orbit rail.
Haryana orbit rail hai 528 crore.
528 crore. And Ganga bridge.
Ganga bridge is around 230 crore.
Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Mohit Kumar with ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. And thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, sir, on the RE asset portfolio, you have won 300 megawatt, 600 megawatt hour bid. The question is, what is the aspiration or medium-term ambition in building of this business? And are you willing to, and any capital allocation plan that you have for this particular business?
This is the first project in the renewable energy space for our company. We are looking forward to, see this is the first project, and as we go forward while implementing this project, so we'll also know what is the deeper insights about this renewable energy space. So definitely we look forward to more opportunities in this space going forward. But our focus will be first, will be implement this project.
And so you expect a limited capital, right? What is the equity requirement for this particular project?
This depends upon the debt equity ratio that we will be discussing with the banks. Based on that, we'll be having a equity requirement of around 400 crores. Equity requirement would be there, assuming a debt equity of 80-20 as of now. But only final figures will know once we are in the process of financial closure for the project.
Understood, sir. My second question is, sir, how should we think about the margin profile in coal mining project? And I believe this is our first project in the coal mining, right? And the related question is, do you anticipate what kind of capex you require to execute this project?
We are expecting a capex of around 400 crores for this project. For this coal mining project, because it's a machinery intensive project, so we are expecting 400 to 500 crores capex for this project.
And what about margin profile, sir? Margin profile? Do you believe it is similar to the existing business, or do you think it will be?
Yeah, it will be similar. It will be around 30% EBITDA we are expecting from this project. Similar to our other portfolio.
Understood, sir. Thank you, Mr. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vasudev from Nuama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, what is our current status of the irrigation Jal Jeevan Mission on the SIDCO project?
The irrigation project, we have executed certain work during the previous quarter. Now, as of now, only peripheral works we are executing, because the water is flown into the canal system. Again, we will resume the project in the month of January. Overall, this year we are expecting 150 crores work. Next year this will be further increased. So project is going on. They extended the time up to 2026 September, and we are expecting further extension of this project. So project is going on, because hardly we will get 6 months, less than 6 months time in a year to execute the project, because remaining year for the irrigation purposes, water is left into the canals. And in Jal Jeevan Mission, see, phase three, phase two, we have completed two-thirds of the project, so more than 67% physical progress, and nearly 55 to 58% we have completed in phase three. So overall progress is around 60%. So project is going on. We expect to complete in FY27, and maybe some residual works in later.
Yeah, sir. And sir, on the SIDCO project, in the presentation we have written that the project is subsidized. So what's the status here?
The matter is still under subsidies. We halted the project, implementation of the project we halted. Nevertheless, we have mobilized our resources. We set up our camp and other things. But as of now, physical execution of the project, we halted it. The matter is before the court. Matter is sub judice. We don't want to share further on this project, matter being sub judice.
Okay. And sir, what is the capex that we are planning for the full year, and out of that, how much have we done in Q1? And lastly, can you also give the total collection numbers for the quarter?
Our target for capex in this financial year is around 450 crore rupees, including the capex of coal mining.
For the financial year.
And the toll number are, please note down. For MP Highways, it is 12.34 crore. Bareilly Nainital, it is 19.65 crore. Narela, the collection is 22.64 crore. And for Raebareilly, NOT is 32.16 crore.
Okay, and sir, what is the capex that we have already incurred in Q1?
We have not incurred any capex in this quarter. We will do the capex in the next three quarters.
Okay, sure, so that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Ketan Jain with Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to understand on the renewable project. If I understand, the capex involved is around 2,000 crores. Do we have the execution capability in-house to execute this project? Or how is the execution of this project going to be?
This renewable energy project?
Yes, sir, renewable energy.
No, renewable energy project, we'll engage the specialized agencies. And also, we already engaged the consultants who have an adequate expertise in these projects, hand-holding expertise in these projects. So, we are in the process of recruiting the people also, and a certain team is also there already with us. So, we should be able to execute it in-house only, this project, by having some partnership with the technology providers and specialized vendors.
Understood. Okay, so that was my question. Okay. And the capex is 2,000 crores, right, sir?
Please come again.
Capex is 2,000 crores, right, for the project, sir?
No, for this particular project, whatever the equipment of solar panels as well as the battery banks will be purchased, that is the part of project cost only. It will be capitalized. There will not be any separate capex on the PNC books.
Understood. Understood. No, so I was thinking that the project cost is around 2,000 crores, sir.
Over 2,000 crores.
Understood. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta with Maximal Capital. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Gupta, we are not able to hear you. Can you speak a bit loudly?
Hello?
Yes, you're audible now. Yep. Please go ahead with the question.
So first question is on this 4,500 crore worth of MSRDC projects. So if you can update us with the progress on these two, what is going on in these two?
See, MSRDC projects of 4,500 crores comprising Jalna-Nanded Expressway as well as Pune Ring Road. So both projects are going on. We started in the commencement of execution during the fourth quarter of last year, and first quarter of this year also we have executed certain work, and projects are going on as of now. Only because of the current quarter, ongoing quarter of space, because of the monsoon and intense rains, project is slightly, progress is slightly affected. Otherwise, projects are progressing as per the schedule.
Okay. And sir, secondly, on the, you know, the orders which the industry is hoping to get. So now I think in the past 2-3 quarters, we have been always been expecting that orders will come eventually, but I think that has getting delayed or not getting received every quarter. So I think 2-3 quarters back, we had a revenue growth guidance of 30% for FY26, which got revised down to 20% and now 15-20%. So two times already we have taken downward revision, because obviously there is nothing which not just you but other players are also not getting. So what gives us the hope that, you know, we will be able to get these orders? I mean, are there some tangible changes that has come in from NHAI side that you feel confident that they will be giving out these orders? Or if you can update on that, because otherwise we don't have enough of road orders to be able to sort of meet the guidance, even the revised one.
See, last 2 years, everybody knows the awarding activity by NHA subdued, so which is reflecting into the low construction activities in the last year as well as the current year. But as announced by NHA, they're from Q2 onwards, they're going to award major projects of large number of major projects of 3 lakh crores. So we are positively thinking that, okay, we'll get a certain amount of projects from this thing. And second thing, the reason for the downward in the last year turnover, as you had already mentioned, because of the 4 projects which for the concession agreement you have signed in FY24, those projects we could not start because the delay in declaration of appointed date due to non-sufficient land is available. They could, they prolonged delay in acquisition of land in the state of Bihar. So that is the reason, but now the land acquisition process has improved. So we are expecting appointed dates during the Q2 and Q3. Certainly these projects will generate income in the current financial year as well as the next financial year substantially. So we should be able to maintain the revenue guidance what I have given. But we don't remember that we have ever given any 30% guidance for FY26. Last time we mentioned up to 20%. Now we say about 15-20%. So which we should be able to maintain, we should be able to achieve. Given the fact that we received around 5,000 crores new projects, and also the 4 projects which have been awarded last year are going to be commenced once the appointed dates are declared.
And sir, even if the orders were to come, so from an industry perspective, now what has happened is all the players are having, you know, a balance sheet which is probably the best that has been in the history. So everyone is sitting with a lot of cash, and everyone is sort of starved of any orders in the last 18 months to 24 months. So given that sort of a scenario, you know, how do we feel about the margins that can be expected on these future orders, if at all they come? Because everybody is hungry for orders and everybody is sitting on a lot of cash.
No, that is there. See, the particularly infrastructure cycle, if you see over the last decade, it is a cyclical. See, there are downs and there are ups in the infrastructure as the how the government and the order inflow is happening. So yes, people are there, everybody is very eager to garner the new business. But what we feel, there is enough cake for everybody. Because the railways are also coming with a large number of projects, and also metro rail projects are coming, and also then apart from NHA, and the renewable energy transmission line, lot of projects are coming up. So we feel that, okay, there are several players who are very much hungry to secure new business, but sufficient business is available as the government thrust on infrastructure development for overall socio-economic development.
Mr. Gupta, may we request you to come back in the question queue for any follow-up questions? The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah with JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, what execution do we expect from the existing MSRDC orders, Pune Ring Road and Jalna, in FY26?
See, this figure is not readily available. We share with you. But we'll have a substantial amount to be executing in Q2, maybe slightly less, but Q3 and Q4, then the progress will be expedited. So we'll share with you offline.
Okay.
The figure is not readily available.
Okay. And sir, you are L1 in Bandara Gadchiroli as well. Any status, any update on that?
For all practical reasons, that project is non-est. There is no thing, and also we are not considered it as a thing, and so if anything is there, any development in this project, we'll share with you through the stock exchanges.
Okay. So secondly, on the JJM side, what would be our receivables outstanding right now?
The receivables are as of 13th June, it's more than 700 crores receivables are there, because there is a paucity of funds. The government of India just halted the funds, so they're reviewing the whole program. We are expecting funds will come in the current quarter, then these backlogs will be cleared.
Can I miss the number you mentioned? What was the number?
700 crores.
700. And the same for irrigation project?
Irrigation project, actually, since last year, we received more than 200 crores amount. Now the outstanding is around
90 crore.
90 crore. Because the government of Andhra Pradesh has paid during the 1 year, progressively they paid. They paid more than 200 crores out of the total outstanding amount. Now the outstanding amount is less than 100 crores.
And sir, what execution are we targeting from JGM segment in FY26?
We are targeting 900 crores in FY26. So we'll focusing on making this project into O&M state. We are also consolidating wherever the 80 to 90% works are completed. We are going trying to take them to O&M stage and commissioning the projects. But still, we are targeting as of now 900 crores. But we should be able to tell a more tangible figure, more precise figure during the next quarter.
So in the entire backlog of almost 2,900 crores, that should be completed in by 28, FY28?
Yes, FY28. As per the budget speech, they extended the JGM up to FY28.
Okay. And sir, guidance on the ADs for the three packages of VRK and Western Bhopal bypass?
See, we are expecting these appointed dates for these three projects of NHA, VRK, and one project of MPRDC, Bhopal bypass, during the current financial year, maybe one project in Q2, and the remaining three projects in Q3. So initial stages, because since the initial works will not be a high value works, so we are not expecting very high value of this project. But this project will give some sizable amount. All four projects should give more than 1,000 crores turnover during the current financial year.
All the four together?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, lastly, on the monetization front, so just a question on the accounting. So how are we accounting for the money inflow? So in the standalone books, we don't see any cash coming, right?
No, actually the money is flowing to the main company, PNC Infratech Limited, and Infra Holdings, the 100% subsidiary of PNC Infratech Limited. The shareholding, the money has come in PNC and PNC Infra Holdings both.
Okay, sir. So last time we had mentioned that the total amount of cash that we have received in the deal, so around 2,200 crores had come, 1,660 crores from the phase one and 584 crores from the change in scope.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, correct. So of these 2,250 crores, how much has come in the standalone books and how much is in the consolidated books in the SPV?
Actually, in standalone basis, the company will come around ₹1,100 crore, and the balance will receive in the PNC Infra Holdings.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Those were my questions. I'll come back in the queue.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniket Madhwani with Steptrade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
So here we can see from FY24, there is a dip of 22% in the top line in the FY25. Can you specify the reason for it?
See, you are telling FY25 vis-à-vis FY24?
Yes.
Yeah, we had already shared last year many rounds of discussions had, but still, as we said, the main reason in the delay in declaration of appointed date for the four HAM projects, which were awarded in FY24. In July 2023, we signed concession agreements for these HAM projects, and we timely within 6 months, we achieved the financial closure within 6 months. Are you audible?
Sir, am I audible, sir?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See,
sir, the main question.
Were awarded in July 2023. We signed the concession agreements, and though 2 years passed, appointed dates were not declared because the non-availability of land. There are certain issues in the land pricing and acquisition process and all. Prolonged delay happened in the land acquisition. So these projects of worth of nearly 5,000 crores, we could not execute anything during the FY25.
Sir, our main question.
Entire year, no execution has happened.
Hello. Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
Sir, our main
yeah, yeah.
question is with regard to dip in June 2025 revenue, right? If you look at the year-on-year, there has been dip of 35%, right? And simultaneously, there has been dip in the profit.
And I'll tell you. In June quarter, the Q1 versus Q1 of FY26 versus Q1 of FY25, in Q1 of FY25, we received more than 400 crores from the towards the arbitration awarded in our favor, and also around 56 crores bonus we received from one of the EPC projects executed. So it's not exactly 1,700 crores that much deep. The amount, if you compare it objectively, FY21 figure, corresponding figure would be around 1,300 crores vis-à-vis the 1,136 crores we achieved, with a dip of around 13%.
So, sir, what I am trying to ask you, we have an order book of 17,000 crore, right, as on the date, but still the company is not able to perform well. So what are the critical reason? And if you look at history, so it shows the downtrend, right? So what are the critical limitation factor for us? What are the bottleneck? Do we have a insufficient working capital, or do you have a insufficient capex? What are the critical problem that you are facing, right? Because when we look at order book, so it is tremendous, right? Obviously you have 3 to 4 years of the runway so far as the order book is concerned, right? So far as the ban is also lifted. So why the company is not able to perform? That is what we want to understand from your end.
See, out of 17,000 crore order book, nearly 7,000 crores new orders we received last year only, that too towards the end of the last year. These MSRDC projects and CIDCO projects, we received towards the end of the last year, and we started executing those projects, but those projects didn't give much work. And the CIDCO project of 2000 crores halted because of the judicial intervention. So that project was halted. And see, we are having a sufficient working capital. In fact, our working capital limits and CC limits, we hardly use them. We have a sufficient cash. And there is no depth of any equipment or anything, because we are having a gross block of more than 1200 crores, which can execute 6 to 7 times. This has happened because the 17,000 crores order book, 7,000 new orders we received last year only, and 5,000 crores order book which was received in FY23. So appointed dates are not declared, so that we could not commence the physical execution. So all these reasons are beyond our jurisdiction and beyond our control. And also this 5,000 crores order book we could not execute because of the land acquisition issues. It's completely our control. So see, we are not sparing any efforts in our, but the factors beyond our control the main reason.
And sir, you mentioned one of your projects got on hold, right? So what is the value of that project?
That project is 2040 crores.
Okay, so 5000 CR land acquisition issue, 2400 crore is due to on hold, correct? So we should remove
7000 crores.
Okay, so we should eliminate this contract for a time being, right? Temporary we should not consider out of this.
These projects, except 2040 crores, which is sub judice, we can't say, but these 5000 crores projects, which are on hold because of the land acquisition issues, we are expecting appointed dates during the current financial year, and we expect to commence the physical execution during the current financial year. So going forward, these projects will give the revenue to us.
Mr. Madhavani, may we request you to come back in the question queue for follow-up questions? The next question is from the line of Parth Thakkar with GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, what would be our current bid pipeline, and from that, have we put out any bids where results are awaited?
Yes, we have put out our bids. We put out around 13 bids comprising both HAM, EPC and some one TOT project. If you see the total value of the bids, what we have put, it comes to around 48,000, including the TOT project. So these bids are under evaluation. So we expect these bids will be opened during the next 2 to 6 weeks. These bids will be opened, price bids will be opened.
What would be the value of the TOT project?
TOT project is for a period of 20 years, which is expected to generate a total revenue of over 30,000 crores over a period of 20 years.
Okay. And also, if you have the numbers in handy, what would be our mobilization advance and working capital debt as of June?
As of June, the net mobilization advance is over 500 crore rupees. Hello.
And working capital debt, sir?
Working capital debt in standalone is nil, zero. But there is term loan of 20 crore in the standalone balance sheet.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those were my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Lokesh Kashikar with Smith's Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is basically on the mining project which we have backed recently. My analysis is that we have backed this project on a 20% discount to the authority's cost. So just wanted to understand the reason behind it, and have we bidded on the aggressive basis, and what are the mine margin we are targeting on this project?
We have done a thorough market analysis, and also we have done the surveys and other things, taking all the factors into consideration. Of course, the competition also. So we bid this project very judiciously. Of course, incidentally, it is 80% below the what the project proponent has estimated. But we don't think that we bid this project very aggressively. We bid it judicially and judiciously. And we expect a margin of around 12 to 13% EBITDA margin from this project.
Okay. And sir, on the bidding pipeline, do you see that there would be chances that we will get more mining projects and more BESS kind of projects during FY26?
See, we submitted bids for the two more mining projects nearby, which will be having a project value of around 6 to 8 thousand. Maybe estimated that we can't share the what is the exact kind of a quote, but we may get some projects depending upon the competition and other things. The rest of the projects, we continue to focus on road projects. We submitted a HAM project of road sector, and also we submitted projects to NHA and EPC, and we submitted few projects to railways also.
Okay. But don't you think that given that we have backed around 5,000 crores of projects during Q1 only, and given that we have strong bidding pipeline, so we can easily cross 15,000 crores of order inflows for FY26.
Yeah. Hopefully. So we have given a guidance up to 15,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we are hoping that we'll achieve 15,000, or otherwise an optimistic side, we may even cross 15,000 in the current financial year.
Okay. And just last question, sir, we have announced one arbitration award of around 485 crores during the period of May for Agra Bypass project. But we have not reported that during Q1. So what was the reason? And have you received that claim amount?
No, actually, the award has been published in our favor, but NHA has got time up to 3 months. If they want to accept it or if they want to challenge it, so it is with the ball is in the court of NHA. So once the NHA decides, then the further course of action will be there.
Sure. Okay, that's it for my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vishal Periwal with Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I missed on the cash number which you mentioned at a consolidated level. If you can just highlight again.
The total cash number as on consolidated basis is 2,600 crore rupees.
Okay, got it. And then in terms of the mining that we'll be doing for the next 5 years, so is it part of the SPV or subsidiary, or in the standalone we'll be booking this revenue?
It will be standalone. So we'll be executing on PNC Infratech holding main company. So this turnover will come directly on a standalone thing.
Okay, got it. And maybe one last thing. I think though you did clarify on this pending AD that is there, and you have given based on the current timeline, one AD will be receiving this quarter, and then remaining three in the next. So what exactly is the issue? Are you seeing things getting sorted now, or any color that can be provided, or probably? I mean, they are still things are still finely balanced between we may get, we may not get. So if you can just clarify that.
See, no. Situation has materially improved because our team is at the site, project sites. So we know the ground reality. Out of four projects, one project the adequate length ROW has been acquired. So just we are waiting because the currently monsoon is very active in that area. Just we are waiting the monsoon to recede. So one project that is VRK6 will get the appointed date before end of the current quarter. Next quarter we will receive the three. So there is a mark on the ground. It's in real position. The land acquisition process has been expedited and improved.
Okay.
So we don't see any uncertainties in these projects.
Okay. But I think we have, for the 15-20% revenue growth, 1,000 crore is expected from these couple of projects where AD is expected. But that will be a little steep ask, right? I mean, given the project we will be acquiring, I mean, like, you know, we'll be starting and mobilization advance we'll receive, and, like, you know, 6 months generally take time for a pickup. So, I mean,
See, what
probably.
has happened for these three projects, since all these four projects, we received the letter of award and also signed the concession agreement long back. Our site establishments already we put it there. We stacked our materials, and also we positioned our plant and machinery. Everything is ready. So with the current position, once the appointed date is declared, so we'll be able to start in full swing. It is not like that then further we'll require some lead time or anything. So we'll in full swing, we'll start at all these four projects. So on an optimistic side, we are expecting around an aggregate level of 1,000 crore from these four projects. See, that also will depend upon the date of declaration of appointed date, whether we'll get it beginning of the quarter or at the end of the quarter. But we are fully ready because we got a sufficient time for mobilization, so we adequately mobilized and were positioned the men, material and machinery over there. So we should be able to start these projects in full swing and achieve the progress.
Okay, sure. I think that's pretty helpful, sir, explaining all the questions and answers. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah with Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, can you give the balance sheet numbers, inventory, trade receivable, trade payable?
Just note down.
Yeah.
Inventory is around 900 crore. Trade payable is 750 crore.
750 crore. And trade receivable?
Trade receivable is around 1900 crore.
1900 crore. And out of that, HAM debtor is how much?
HAM debtor is 730 crore.
730 crore. Okay. And the retention money is how much?
Money is around 180 crore.
180 crore. And unbilled revenue would be how much?
Unbilled revenue around is 340 crore.
340 crore. Okay, got it. Sir, just a clarification. When we say this 2,957 crore coal mining order, where we will be doing a 500 crore kind of a CapEx, and this will be kind of a depreciated over 5 years. Am I right?
Technically, yes.
Yeah. So then if I do the math, this 3,000 crore into a 12% kind of a number would be a 330-340 crore kind of a EBITDA, and then a 25% tax is 280-290 odd crore, and versus we are spending a 500 odd crore CapEx. So actually we are doing a loss on that project.
No. Actually, see, for this project, considering on a standalone basis, whatever equipment we purchase it, so we are considering it a 5 years, but otherwise, as per SLM, it will not be completed in 5 years going forward. If you get some other projects, because once we open this particular sector, so the machinery can be redeployed from other projects also. And it's not like that we'll be writing off this entire equipment in 5 years. So the reality, this equipment we'll be using for the projects of a similar kind.
Okay, but still, it seems it doesn't make sense, the kind of a CapEx we are doing. Maybe a max to max, it seems kind of a 1% kind of a net profit margin that maybe we will be doing, because ultimately this equipment has to be max to max 7-8 years, it should be a kind of a return of, if not in 5 years.
Yes, that is there theoretically, Let us see that, as we said that we already built more projects.
No issues. Yeah, go ahead, sir, please.
No. See, this is not seen at a single project kind of a thing. As once we invested into this thing and enter, so we see we are looking at a long-term kind of a perspective in this particular mining sector.
Okay, and sir, you mentioned that we bidded for two mining projects, which would be around 7,000 odd crore. Am I right?
Yes, around.
Okay. And this bonus on Hardoi, 15 odd crore, that we will be receiving in this quarter?
Yeah, we are expecting this will be, because this 14 odd crores have been recommended by the field units and sent to NHA headquarters. So we are expecting that.
Total, if you can now summarize this monetization of 12 odd projects, so what is now left is Chalakeru Harrier, where 114 crore equity is invested. So from that, how much we will be expecting in terms of the equity value? And if you can also now tally the total, how much we will be receiving and against what, how much we will we have invested and how much already we have cash received.
Yeah, this will update once the Chalakeru Harrier, let us close the Chalakeru Harrier. We are expecting we'll be closing in Q2. So once then we consolidate the total thing and we'll be able to tell you how much we invested and how much we have received. I think Chalakeru Harrier, our valuation would be around, equity valuation would be around 200 odd crores.
Okay. 200 odd crore. So put together, if I assume the 200 crore that receivable for the previous 10 years. Total 12 assets.
Share with you. We'll consolidate all the figures, including Chalakeru Harrier.
Yeah, it would be great. And lastly, sir, standalone cash and bank balances versus March, 682 crore, how much is value as on June?
March standalone cash balance, March versus 30th June.
Yeah, so cash and bank, which was 682 crore as on March? 682 was the value.
Standalone.
Yes, sir. Standalone cash and bank balance as per reported balance sheet as on March was 682 odd crore. So as on June, how much is the value?
483 crore rupees.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Krish with Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question, sir. Could you please tell me how much was received in the 11 asset monetized?
Can you come again?
Could you please, how much did you receive in the 11 assets monetized?
We have received around... around 2,050 crore rupees we have realized against the 11 assets.
Okay, and how much is the subsidiary of PNC Infra Holdings?
We have received the PNC Infra Holdings is around 1,100 crore rupees.
1,100 crore, okay. And how much of the money has been utilized and what is the cash standing at PNC Infra Holdings?
The outstanding cash in PNC Infra Holdings is 2,000. And just 2,600 crore rupees.
2,600 crore, okay. And how much was it utilized?
Utilization was not done.
No, we did not utilize the money as yet.
Okay.
The money has invested in the investment portfolio.
Okay, sure. Thank you. That's all from my.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vasudev with Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. So, sir, for the solar project and the mining project, how is our working capital cycle different compared to the road project?
See, as far as solar project is concerned, we'll be floating in SPV for this implementation of this project, project SPV, which will be subsidiary of our parent company. So the working capital cycle may not be lengthier. And in case of coal project also, they digitized and a lot of digitization has happened. And the what we understand that the measurement, certification and billing and the release of payment is quite expedited. There also we don't expect a longer working capital cycle or working capital cycle. But anyhow, they will pay on a, it's a, payments are made on a fortnightly basis because the quantum of work is large and the lot of digitization and lot of technology interventions have happened. So there we'll be getting payment. So there won't be any longer working capital cycles for these two projects.
Okay. And sir, can you give the toll collection for the Kanpur Highway project?
See, Kanpur Highway project ended, concession period ended on 20th January 2025. So therefore, we don't have any toll figures for Q1 of FY26.
Okay. Sure, sir. That's it from us.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for your active participation in our earnings call. In case of further queries, you may get in touch with the Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relations advisors, or feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you very much.